the shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
SBLVillas.com. For flight and villa packages to beautiful Mediterranean destinations, perfect for modern families.
Radio X. News update next.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. Police have until later today to question a man arrested over the Liverpool Victory Parade collision after being given more time yesterday. A 53-year-old is being held after a car was driven into a crowd in the city centre on Monday. Radio X has discovered there's been a big rise in the number of children taking knives into schools. Figures we've seen shown around 12 blades a day are being discovered in Britain's classrooms. Sam Walters is a headteacher in East London. He's told us social media is a big part of the problem.
There's also lots of young people that do not necessarily want to commit violence, and they're not thinking, I'm going to carry a knife because I want to stab someone and hurt someone, but because of all the stuff they're seeing on social media, they're scared.
The government is looking to halve knife crime over the next decade. A US court has blocked Donald Trump's bringing in trade tariffs on countries around the world. A panel of three judges says he doesn't have the authority to bring them in. The US president argues he has the power to act because it is a national emergency. And Elon Musk has quit working in Donald Trump's White House. The boss at Tesla and SpaceX has been working to cut government spending. He thanked the US president for the opportunity.
Sport.
Chelsea have ended the season with a trophy after winning the UEFA Conference League. They came from behind to beat Spanish side Real Betis in the final 4-1. Boss Enzo Marasca praised the performance of his team.
We play 100 minutes Sunday. We adjust something tactically half-time, and second half we were much better.
The success means Chelsea are the first club to lift all four of the current major European trophies. And Emma Raducanu believes she can take plenty of positives from her performances during the clay court season. The British tennis number two had her French Open campaign ended in the second round by defending champion Iga Swiatek. Raducanu has enjoyed some decent results over the last few weeks and says she's now looking forward to playing on her favourite surface, grass.
Last year I had a great season, and I'm looking forward to kind of being in the same environment, being at home, having the home support, and I think all of us really thrive in that environment.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Cloudy and patchy rain for many places, sunny spells elsewhere, a high of 23. From Global's newsroom, for Radio X, I'm Chris Golds.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Morning, it's another pure grey morning. Don't know what the day is holding. And I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town, and one blinks an eye and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. Met her as the angels parted for her. She only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Tell you not to take chances, and they'll tell you that there aren't any answers. And I was starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone. got shattered. I remember what she said, and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.
This is Radio X.
Never saw it as the start. It's more change of heart. Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot. Blowing out the dust in the room where I forgot. I laid my plans in solid rock. Stepping through the door like a troubadour, while in just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday. You and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast, just miles away. The rum and coke, told a dirty joke. Walking like Groucho, sucking on the number 10. Rolling on the floor with a cigarette bunch walled in. I miss the crush and I'm home again. Stepping through the door with a night of star wine just an hour away. Stepping to the sky and the star bright, feeling it's a brighter day. Coast, the wind up in our favorite coast, just miles away. Roll a number, write another song that you may heard the day. Just waiting through tomorrow. And you and I, when we're coming down, we're only getting back. And you know I feel no sorrow.
All together now. We'll stop that. Ocean Colour Scene, The Day We Caught the Train on Radio X. Sophie in for Adam. Chris Miles and the team are on the way in 20 minutes. First, though, new music from the band who are taking over the world. Again, Wet Leg are back. Their new album, Moisturiser, is going to be out in July. And has anyone else noticed how hard the girls from the band are looking? Like Hester does this spinning kick on the video for this new song, and Rian's always showing off her rock-hard guns on stage. Let's just say, you wouldn't want to give him any jip, would you? New from Wet Leg, this is Catch These Fists on Radio X.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful, do you catch my drift? Because what I really want to know is, can you catch these fists?
night, some guy comes up, says I'm his type. I just threw up in my mouth when he just tried to ask me out. Yet don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends. Yeah.
Radio X.
X.
Good morning, Sophie. Up early, having walked the dogs, now off to the gym. And then off to that there, London, for work. Have a great day. You have a great day, sir. Look at that to-do list. Tick, tick, tick. You should have your own Instagram channel, sir. Motivate us all. Right, Sophie in for Adam Brown. Chris Moyles and the team are on the way in 15 minutes' time. So I'm going to squeeze in some Stereophonics, a classic Britpop tune, and some new Britpop. 2025 next on Radio X.
Radio X.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the trusted trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the TrustedTrader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, TrustedTrader.
TrustedTrader.com.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plates, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
I'm always up before the birds. And the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Samantha? Samantha!
Go on. Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains and far too many things to mention. Save up to 50% in store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Hey, Harry. Hello, mate. Any tips for the game?
If it's games you want, your best bet is to check out Bet Victor's Casino Games. They've got more games than you've had hot dinners. In fact, they've got more games than Las Vegas Gaming Convention's annual convention of games.
Lots of games, got it.
Yep, there's over 4,000 slot games, including all your favourites like Big Bass Bonanza, live casino tables like roulette and blackjack, and casino games like Crazy Time.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on Bet Victor Casino. 18+ gamblerware.org.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Funny and crazy, 7-Eleven, buy a six pack of beer.
So go and do all the things that you want to do. So set me free, still a VS. So come on, pretty baby, take a dance with me. I still shame on me, cause I didn't see that you were looking at me, baby, by the Ferris wheel. I said, stand by me, stick around with me, cause it's a long walk back to where we just been. I said, hey there, baby, so you banged him and me. I just, I wish I never found a bird. Hey, still a VS.
Lovely chunk of Stereophonics. C'est la vie. And that's it from me. Ah, that's rhymed. Didn't even practice that. Right, you can get your Brown Bear fix at 10 o'clock. Adam Brown is sitting in for Toby Tarrant. And whatever you are doing today, have a fabulous one, won't you? Chris Moyles and the team are standing by, waiting for you, but I'm going to leave you with some classic Britpop after the return of Britpop for 2025. Absolutely loving this song from Pulp. It's on the house, on repeat, over and over. Fabulous. Cannot wait for the new album out next month. It's titled More. This is new from Pulp. This is Spike Island.
Something stopped me dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged then moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling, and by the way, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pouring. And by the way, it's my kind come alive. And by the way, it's time I'll get it right. Oh, no one will ever understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling, and by the way, oh, it's my kind of life. By the way,
Radio X.
Jump into their electric range.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris. Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Hello to the world, wherever you are listening to the Chris Moyle Show, live from a drizzly Leicester Square in London, where the weather is officially... Now, Dom, you're not a trained meteorologist.
Well, you say that. No, I'm not.
Would you describe, in weather terms, the weather as crappy this morning?
It is crappy, bordering on really, really rubbishy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very dark and outside our window here, and it shouldn't be.
It's weather.
Miserable.
It's miserable.
I watched the news last night, and I was watching all the information about climate change.
Yes.
And how temperatures are getting hotter.
Yes.
So we reached our hottest temperature last year, I think. And they reckon that was like the hottest temperature in the UK last year, I think. And they reckon that it'll change again to another hottest temperature ever in the next few years.
Yeah.
I get it. It's getting
hotter.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And colder.
Planet's heating.
And rainier.
Mm-hmm.
You've got climate change and you've got global warming.
Yes.
They're two different things, right? Now, did they invent climate change so that when... Because people think global warming, that means the weather's going to be nicer everywhere.
That's what everyone thought.
So did they create climate change so when it rains, they go, global warming by arse. They go, oh, no, that's climate change.
Yeah, it's to shut those people up, basically, isn't it? Yeah. Wetter winters and hotter summers.
Man, jeepers.
Not gears.
Anyway, welcome to the show. We're live on Global Player. If you want to watch us on the Radio X official app, which is called Global Player, you can see us live. How you doing? I'm worried about my eye.
Oh, what's happened?
I told you other day, I had like a little thing under my eye.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of styes before.
Yeah.
Which are horrible.
Painful.
Yeah, they're horrible.
And I don't really know what it is, but it's like a spot on the bottom.
It's like in your eyelid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I've had that before when I've been on holiday, and I've had it before, and it's awful. I hate it. And you just look like a crap boxer.
Yeah.
Because you're walking around like with one eye closed.
And beaten up.
So I'm trying to avoid that. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's just...
Is it itchy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's not itchy.
And it's
under my eye. And I saw it this morning when I woke up. But, I don't have a lazy eye, but I've got a lazy eyelid.
Have you?
Yeah.
A little droopy eyelid?
Yeah.
Which one?
Makes you look drunk.
This one.
Oh, okay.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah.
So he's like that, but not...
It's
not like you're winking at me, is it?
No. You wouldn't really notice it unless you had a proper look at it.
Yeah. That's probably common, is it?
So if I close my eyes and open them wide, my eyelids are the same.
Yeah.
And then after a few blinks and after a while...
Right.
One of them just puts his feet up metaphorically.
Yeah. Just settles down.
I've never known. Are
and
you
it's
doing
lo-
it now?
And it's I don't know. I can't see.
Mm. Can't see your
That's
eyes.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You can't see your own eyes.
Yeah.
Can you see?
No.
Stop. Don't look at me. It's weird. You're looking at me right in the eyes. I don't like it.
Eye contact.
So I've got this thing with my eye. I'm also clean shaven, which I hate. I always think it's a good idea, and then I do it, and I'm like, I just don't look good.
That's an incredibly clean shave, that one.
Yeah. You haven't got any nicks?
No, you haven't.
No, I'm good. I've got it down now.
Mac 3.
First of all, what I do, ladies and gentlemen, I have my, like, shaver, so I get it down to, like, stubble.
Hmm.
And then I make my face really hot with the hot water, and then I put the stuff on, soap. Shaving cream, whatever you want to use that day. And then I put my razor in the hot water, let that get nice and soft.
Oh, that's nice.
And then off you go.
Yeah, lovely there.
I can't watch anybody else shave. I can't watch people shave, though.
Because they do shave face. You do that. Everyone starts gurning in front of the mirror and pulling your face apart and stuff.
Yeah.
Left, right and centre.
It is weird.
It is weird.
But, like, even in a movie, if there's a bloke having a shave, I'm like, I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it give you the ick? as kids would say.
I've never used that phrase.
No, you shouldn't do either. No one under 40 should ever say, give me the ick.
Oh, then I can say it then. Because
oh, that's true. You're in your 30s.
I'm 30.
Yeah.
I'm almost 30.
Yes.
That's what it is. God, getting older, man, it sucks. But it's better than the alternative.
Quick public service announcement. If the M1 is closed...
We're doing one road travel.
The one road is the M1. If you're going southbound along the M1 into London, it's closed from Junction 5 to all the way to the end of the M1.
What?
Which I didn't find out until this morning.
What?
Because I got in about 10 minutes ago.
What, both sides or...?
I think it's just southbound. I think the other side coming northbound was fine.
What, 5 all the way to the end? So where did they take you?
So I came off at Watford and I've no idea where I went. Because basically, if I'm not doing exactly the route I do every day, I don't really know where I am.
Yeah, sure.
I was driving through some places. It was very busy.
How are you feeling now?
Took me an hour and a half
to
get to work.
You're
ridiculous.
Okay. Took you how long?
About an hour and a half.
Well, don't live so far away.
I know,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Absolutely right.
Move. Just because you want, like, you know, a nice home. With a driveway and a garden and all of that. No.
Not worth
it. Scrap all that.
Yeah.
Sell your house.
Yeah.
Buy a one-bedroom tiny flat in London with no driveway, no guarantee you can even park in the same postcode, let alone outside your house on the street, like the rest of us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so you're right. I don't know what I'm playing at.
Yeah. That for tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll move overnight tonight. I do envy people who can get to work on the tube if you're working in London.
Your trains don't even often turn up.
No.
Or they get cancelled at the last second.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. Because they're not very busy. Like 10 to 5, whatever time I'd get it. They just go, nah. We won't bother.
What is the excuse for when the train just doesn't turn up?
I don't know.
They just go, sass about that.
It's usually things like we haven't got enough staff.
How do they not have enough staff?
We haven't got a driver today, or whatever it is.
How difficult is it now? I don't mean to upset people, but how difficult is it to drive a train that is connected to trucks?
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid...
Oh, I'd love a go. I think about this a lot.
When I was a kid, you used to go to the theme parks, and there'd be, like, driving game. Like, you get in a car, and you're allowed to drive as a kid.
Yeah.
And then you realise, when you get a bit older... That car is on that track, no matter whether you turn the steering wheel left or right.
Yeah,
it's going where the track's going.
You're doing nothing.
You're actually doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I often think with train drivers, like, just what do they do? And this is a genuine question.
Mm.
So is it like stop and start, or have they got like a steering wheel and an accelerator pedal? Because the train can only hit a certain speed.
Yes.
Right?
You can't fool.
It slows down when it's coming into the station.
Mm.
Is what?
You'll have to slow it down, though.
But is it a button?
It'll be like one of them levers.
Like, I've seen so many videos of pilots in planes.
Yeah, I've watched them a lot.
And the amount of times that, like, the plane takes off, and within 20 seconds, it's in autopilot.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And they go, oh, yeah. And then they turn a little tiny little dial. It's a huge cockpit. They turn a tiny dial.
Yeah.
And then the plane goes in that direction.
So clever.
Then they get a clipboard out or whatever it is. And you're like, I could do that if I knew what I was doing.
Yeah. They press all the buttons above their head, don't they? I don't know what that does. That's microwave stuff.
Do you think you could land a plane if they came on the tunnel instead?
No. Oh, God, no.
If you had to,
yeah,
I reckon...
No.
Because air traffic control would talk you through it. I reckon I'd give it a good go.
You know that they have that voice which goes, 800.
Yes.
700.
Yes.
As you get nearer the ground. Yeah. I would get to oops.
Yeah. Too low.
No, you idiot.
Minus 100.
No, you've landed, you div.
Yeah.
Should have put the wheels down.
Too low. Pull up.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Pull up!
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's an easy gig.
Mm.
But I'm just like, what do train drivers do?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's a predetermined route, right?
Mm.
No, never. When do they ever have to go, oh, it's looking busy up there. I'll take this diversion. I'll go around the left.
You know what I think you need to have a go on? It's a genuine thing. And don't dismiss it. Train simulator.
There's no such thing.
Yes, train simulator?
Yes, there is.
What? As in...
Not a game?
Yes.
Right,
train simulator.
On what?
I'm sure... On the computer. Maybe on Xbox.
Have you played that?
I think I have had a go.
Oh, you think? Of course you've had a go.
I think, I mean, I prefer a flight simulator.
Toby's on Football Manager. You're driving trains.
I'm not even playing FIFA anymore.
Are you not?
It's unplugged.
I haven't done it for years.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. We decorated down in that room, and so I had to unplug everything.
Right. Oh.
And it's just not gotten back.
Oh, you're not missing it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I've not played FIFA all year. Got out of my mind, Dom. My son loves train sim, says Nigel.
Sim.
There you go. His child. James says, there's got to be some train drivers listening, surely. Well, yeah, this is what I mean.
Yeah, there will be.
Here you go. Train Simulator 2020 from Tring to Euston. Oh, that looks fun, doesn't it?
No, it's fine.
Do you know what? No.
It's found on the screen. Look at
it. I mean, driving an actual train is fun, but not sitting on a computer pretending.
So.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's
James.
Like a 3D thing.
Is that you moving it?
No, no, it's
him. Oh, okay.
I should have pretended that was me.
Yeah,
right.
It's a YouTube video.
Oh.
And you have a little look around and turn it on and whatnot, and then there's a little lever, I think. Oh, he's got to run and check.
It's a tiny little cabin that
they've
got.
Isn't it tiny? It's like one person, that's it.
Oh.
Oh,
and there's an advert for Moonpig.
YouTube.
Yeah, you have to go to Moonpig.
Get premium, what's wrong with you?
It's the company one.
Oh, there we go. Oh, he's found it again. Look, hang on. So this is very visual, so right. You'll only see this if you watch it. All right, his lights are amber, his traffic light.
Wait for green for guys.
When's he going to go?
It's very...
There you go, you're off now.
But he's gone on the amber light.
He's gone on the amber.
Oh, perhaps amber means something different on the railways. Floor it. Amber, floor it.
Very slow, isn't it?
Now, does he put his foot down? Does he turn a dial? Do you just press a... Why wouldn't you just press a button?
I think you turn a big lever thing, don't you?
Nah,
I think
no
it'd be
idea.
Like a big...
Look, you got a big telephone in there if you want to have a chat.
Right, let's read some text messages out. Yes. If you want to text 83936, there's a text number in the UK, 83936, on WhatsApp, 0330 33 33 100. 0330 33 33 100. That WhatsApp works anywhere in the world, by the way, so yep. Save it in your phone. Radio X WhatsApp. And then you've got it. 0330 33 33 100.
We always say it doesn't work in North Korea, but we don't know that for a fact.
Morning, what's going on with the live feed this morning? It's out of sync on the homepage and I can't watch it if I click on it. Love you guys, says Lucy. Let's go to our live feed expert, which is Phoenix. Good morning, Phoenix.
Good morning.
What's going on with the live feed? It's out of sync on the homepage and I can't watch it if I click on it, says Lucy.
I don't know. This would be a global player team problem. Yep,
we don't know, Lucy. Okay, next.
Working for me as well. Is it an Android iPhone thing, Phoenix, do you think?
I don't really know.
Okay.
It seems to be a very inconsistent issue.
Mine's just gone off.
They've updated it because you can rewind the video now as well.
What?
Do that.
Do we get repeat fees for that?
Yeah.
Good.
Do we? Excellent.
My partner's dad drives freight trains. He sleeps whilst driving. Sets alarms knowing when to press certain buttons.
No, that's not true.
That can't be true. And we won't name that person.
What else we got? It's boring. There you go.
That's not a thing. I'm sure he doesn't do that.
Chris, would you do a name and shame segment if I send you pictures of people middle lane hogging? Because obviously the driver would be listening, says Connor. Connor, yesterday when I was talking about the middle lane drivers, the people who hog the middle lane when there's nothing on the inside, I went on a rant, was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yes.
Went on a rant about it and we got so many messages, like a crazy amount of messages. And I don't think we got one message, a serious message from anybody going, the reason I drive in the outside lane is because... 1 second. 6:45, if you're listening to Radio X, write it down. Yeah, we didn't get... We've got virtually none. Mm. Like, we got a couple of funny ones, or trying to be funny.
Yeah.
It's like people... I genuinely think there were people listening, driving in the middle lane, with nothing in lane one, listening to me moan about people in the middle lane, and they were probably laughing away going, oh yeah, that's right, yeah. I'm probably blissfully unaware.
Yeah.
I don't think they know they do it.
No, they...
Genuinely now.
They're oblivious to everything.
Yeah. When they got taught to drive, like their dad or their granddad went, you should drive in the middle lane, it's safer. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I told you, Jack was driving me and he's driving the middle lane, and when I pulled him up on it the next day, he went, well, it was raining.
I still don't get that argument.
I don't get it.
No. You can drive in any lane it's raining. It's not, yeah, it's not raining in the other ones.
Yeah, but if I'm in the middle lane, you know, something happens, I can pull into lane one.
What, like the hard shoulder?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because no one's taught to drive on motorways, are they? That's the thing. You pass your test, you're not ever taught to drive on a motorway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should do that.
I was an hour away from my nearest motorway, where I lived in Cumbria when I learned to drive.
Oh my God. It's bad. You should do motorway driving, everybody.
You should.
Should.
Train simulator is great fun, although very nerdy. If you want something more relaxed, then you should try Goat Simulator, says Matt. I'm good.
What?
I'm good.
Goat Simulator.
Is that what I think it might be?
I don't know what you think it might be.
I'm thinking it teaches you how to milk a goat. Is it that?
Oh, Dom.
Is it that?
Goat Simulator.
I bet it is.
Jen in Dorset is watching on the camera. She says it's fine, and she says, Dom's headphones, how many times a day does he adjust the right ear? It's fascinating.
Well, do you know what it is? My headphones, I don't like them too tight, and so this is particularly loose, which I like, but then sometimes when I'm talking, it sort of, it starts drifting down a bit. So I like to keep it there. But then,
you also have one ear on and one ear off.
I do.
Which I find the weirdest thing. That's
I do.
The weirdest sound sensation to me.
See, I find it weird to have both on because you only sound like you're on the radio.
We are on the radio.
I know, but I don't want to sound as I am. James O'Brien does the same thing. He has one ear on, one
James
ear
O'Brien's
off.
A nutcase. Have you seen his massive mug?
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's amazing.
He drinks out of a mug which is the same size as an aquarium.
Yeah. It is huge.
It's like huge. Like, it's a two... You got to hold it with two hands.
It must weigh a ton, and that's full.
And there was a video of him one day, and he's talking to some caller, and he just leans over, and he just picks it up, with no reference to it, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like a goblet. It's like something King Arthur would use if he had a mug.
It is.
Like that, and he plunks it back down again. That weird bunch of LBC there.
They're crazy. Crazy cats at LBC.
Right, so this is my last day today. I'm not leaving, don't worry. Hey, by the way, good morning. I was thinking about this morning. All the people who are on the radio, who breakfast DJs who start at 7, I guess they listen to us on the way into work.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, morning other DJs.
Morning, DJs. Yeah, tomorrow I'm not here. I have a personal matter.
Yeah.
And then Saturday I'll be back on. And then next week is normal.
Next week is normal. No bank holiday, sadly.
Yeah, I've got things to do. I might tell you about it next weekend, but I've got a funeral to go to, and I've got people to see in hospital and whatnot. That's all. It's crappy. It's a crappy time.
Yeah, it is. Sorry about that as well.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't your fault. It
wasn't my fault.
No matter what the police say, Dom.
I know.
I'm on your side.
I'm innocent.
Yeah. How are you to know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. You know what I mean.
You said he was easy to drive a train. Turns out now you know.
No, apparently not.
So Toby Tarrant is going to do the show tomorrow.
Yes.
He's back.
With Dom and you?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. So I'll be out, Toby will be in. Now, the weird thing is, Toby's on holiday this week.
Mm.
But he's going to come back and do Friday.
Yes.
Adam Brown is doing the request hour this week, so Sophie's filling in for Adam Brown. It's all changed. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when people go, oh, I'm not feeling very well. I'm not feeling 100%. Oh, well, why don't you just take the day off the show? And you're like, because it's a huge faff.
Was Toby away on holiday? Has he gone abroad to come back, or was he just around?
No,
I think he was around. He was up in Liverpool,
he's around.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he went to Liverpool and then got some golf in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I'm off the show on Friday, which means Toby Tarrant has to do it. So imagine Toby wasn't on holiday. Toby then can't do his own show, so they get Adam Brown, he's on before us, to do Toby's.
Yeah.
Then Adam Brown's show needs somebody to fill in. So at the moment, Sophie's doing Adam Brown's show. And that's the thing. And so we're like, if I'm ever sitting on the sofa at 8 o'clock and I'm on my arse and I've got a cold or hay fever or whatever, can't see, you've got blood coming out of your ears. And Tiff goes, oh, just don't do the show tomorrow. It's like, I'm aware. I'm too aware of the faff that it causes.
If you've got blood coming out of your ears, you might consider it. That's not good, is it?
Or maybe it was a spot.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, it's a red flag, isn't it?
You know? Maybe I was cleaning my ears too vigorously.
Yes.
Which you shouldn't do with those cotton buds, you know.
No, it's bad. The adverts will tell you that. Yeah. Because you're shoving it in. And what you need is that little screw thing. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a little thing you twist. I don't know if it works scientifically, but that's what the advert says.
For that.
You twist it and it pulls the earwax out. Now,
looks dangerous.
I know people are sort of waking up probably having breakfast, but the stuff they're pulling out of there.
No.
It's the size of a CD.
Oh, God, no.
Have you ever had your ears hoovered?
Hoovered?
Well, they don't like to syringe them anymore if you've got wax. They like to suck it out with a small hoover. I've had that done about 7-8 years ago.
I wanted to get them syringed back in the day, and the guy said, no, you don't need it.
They don't really like to do that anymore. So they suck it out now.
But God, like a Henry.
I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, like a very small, loud, angry Henry.
It's and then what's it like afterwards? I've been told you can hear a pharaoh spart. A sparrow fart. Yeah. Thank God that didn't sound rude.
You can hear a pharaoh spart.
Miles away.
From about 100 metres. It's incredible. It's HD. Your ears get HD hearing straight away.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no, not... No.
No, Rab says that wee screw thing works a treat.
What, old waxy ear Rab?
Yeah. He can't hear us, but he can now, probably.
Ear candles are the way forward, says Emma the trucker.
That's weird. I've seen that before as well. You shove a candle in, light it, and it pulls all the wax out. That's...
Oh, have you had a go on one of that?
No.
That's weird.
I like a go on that. Looks fun.
James has texted in saying, where's Pippa? She's off today.
Yeah.
The diehard fan. Day.
That's it.
Upstairs.
Big fan of the show. Yeah, she's upstairs.
Yeah. Anyway, so welcome to the show and thank you for listening to us rambling on. Now, what have we got today? Tom Daly's coming in to see us.
Great. He's brilliant.
He's a nice guy.
Isn't he?
We met him years ago.
We did? I think he was about 8.
I don't know if he was that young, but...
He was very young. He was about 12.
We went to Nando's.
Yeah.
We had Nando's with Tom Daly.
He was really young, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? He was pre-teen, I think.
I don't know.
12 or something.
I wonder if he gets bored of it all. Is he retired now?
Yeah, he hasn't dived since. He retired and literally hasn't dived into a pool since.
But why would you?
Yeah, he's done enough, hasn't he?
Do you think he does an holiday?
No.
Even if it's the running bomb?
He does bomb. He does bombs, but he won't dive.
It's a weird thing, isn't it? Diving.
Mm. That's incredible.
I know, the effort that goes into it.
Yeah.
Like, when he's practicing...
Mm.
We should ask him this.
Yeah.
Now, it must be... I think this is why divers have got great bodies, because swimmers have got great bodies.
Mm.
But he's a diver.
He is, yeah.
I think the great body comes from climbing up the stairs all the way to the top board.
Mm.
Right, you get to the end, you dive off, you wiggle about a bit, whatever you do, you hit the water as perfectly as you can. Then what do? You get out, you climb all the way back to the top again, and
you
do it again.
You have a shower on the way. It must be the cleanest people. I think when they get out, they've got to have a shower.
That's one thing I don't get. So they have a shower and they're holding a towel. And they dab themselves with a towel in the shower.
Did they?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Well, we can ask Tom when he gets in.
He must have like 50 showers a day.
Yeah. He's drying them. He's going to be like a prune. He's drying himself with a towel in the shower.
It'll be chlorine, won't it? Let's wash the chlorine off.
I don't know.
That's up to them. Do you think?
And also, like... He's an Olympian, right? He's a gold medal winner.
He's won everything, bronze, silver, and
unbelievable.
Yeah.
See, but you don't get any money, do you?
Not. No.
Like, do you get, if you're in the Team GB, do you get like per diems? Do you get like a token? Because isn't that right? When the England footballers, they all play for different teams.
Yeah.
They're all on different money.
Yes.
But when they play for England, don't they all get literally the same?
I think it's
like a token amount.
It isn't,
It might be like £1,000 a match,
you
or £500 or something.
For your country for money, do you?
No.
Really, yeah. It's just the pride of
playing. Oh, yeah.
So how does Team GB work? Is it like, do divers get less money than 800 metre runners?
Yeah, they do.
They're
talking about that. So like sprinters are going to get... When they were dividing it up, was it a couple of years ago? There's a bit of controversy about it. Sprinters were getting more than, I don't know, someone doing archery or something like that. And I was going, it should be the same. If you want to encourage people into sport, it should be the same.
Tom Daly's became very, very famous.
Yeah.
And so you've got the level of fame, but you don't have the money that goes with it.
Mm. Well, then he started working for British Gas.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's going out fixing people's boilers. He's not working for British
Gas. No, he's sitting in the bath.
Yeah.
Or is he sat in the bath while a man's fixing something? I don't know. Or whatever. Right. He likes taking his clothes off.
But he's got his trunks on.
Well, I'll have a chat with Tom Daly. And then it says here on my notes that the comedian and actor Tim Key is coming in. But I believe that when I see it, because we said it for the whole of the show yesterday.
Yeah.
But James had made a mistake. Although it wasn't James, it was Pippa. But he took the blame because he didn't want to feel... He felt a bit bad about Pippa. Yeah. Did she even know?
No, I didn't.
All right, I'll get our listeners to text
later. I'm trying to be nice.
Anyway, that's the first 25 minutes done. Thanks for watching, if it indeed did work. I was switching the cameras off. Dominic's got your news at 7 o'clock next. Stay with us, why don't you?
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, trust a trader.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend.
Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Life is full of big questions, like, why am I here? What is my purpose? And does God even exist? The Book of Mormon might not have all the answers to life's great questions, but it's unquestionably funny, unquestionably shocking, and unquestionably the best time you can have in the West End. See the show Rolling Stone calls the gold standard for comedy, The Book of Mormon. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews. You'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. It's Thursday morning. It's 29th of May, 2025. Thanks for listening to The Chris Moyle Show. You have got great taste. We've got Tim Key, the comedian, the actor, the poet, the writer, Sidekick Simon. Talking about his brand new movie, he's coming in. Tom Daly, the Olympic gold medalist is coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And Dominic Byrne's got your new sport and weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, a trade court in the US has blocked Donald Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs. The judges concluded the president exceeded his authority by using emergency powers to bring in levies on almost every country. The White House says it will appeal. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks has been looking at the ruling.
It says that it is absolutely clear that the Constitution assigns the United States Congress the exclusive powers to collect tariffs, to impose tariffs, and to regulate commerce with foreign nations. On the face of it, it is a substantial blow.
In other news this morning, Radio X has discovered there's been a big rise in the number of children taking knives into schools. Figures we've seen show around 12 blades a day are being discovered in Britain's classrooms. The government's looking to halve knife crime over the next decade. The Health Secretary is urging doctors to vote against going on strike. The British Medical Association are balloting resident doctors in England over action that could last for 6 months. New polling suggests almost half of the British public are against the proposed walkouts. And Elon Musk has quit working in Donald Trump's White House. The boss at Tesla and SpaceX had been working